This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. All right, let's go ahead and dig into something here. Obviously, you probably heard about what happened today with Michael Cassidy. Who's Michael Cassidy? Well, in Iowa, the red state, allegedly of Iowa, they put up a statue of Satan in the Capitol. Nobody took it down. GOP didn't step in, take it down. Of course, it was, well, no, the blessings of liberty. And, well, I mean, our hands are tied. Michael Cassidy chopped its head off. Today, he was charged with a hate crime for chopping the head off of a statue. Here's just a quick side reminder for everybody. Hate crimes now and always have only been aimed at the right. Always, always, always. Any Republican who ever signs on for hate crime legislation, and there are many, is simply handing the enemy more tools with which to throw you in prison. They were never to protect you. It was always to protect them, to punish anyone who goes after them. That's why they've been used that way exclusively. Okay, so let's set that aside for a moment. Headline. Pentagon's Special Ops Office holds a book talk on far-right domestic terrorism. Chris, do you have that Christopher Wray testimony I just sent you? I sent it like 2 minutes ago. If you have that, would you mind firing that up? All those Hamas protesters who've been violating the law, vandalizing things, they've actually breached the White House perimeter several times. Maybe you think the FBI is going after them. You would be wrong.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Wray, could you assure the American public today that no nonviolent protester about a ceasefire of the Middle East will be investigated or surveilled by the FBI?
We are not going to be investigating nonviolent First Amendment activity.
And could you just assure whatever their position is on the Middle East or the 2024 election, if there is an American who's out there engaged in expressing their view, whether that is for a ceasefire or whatever that is, the FBI is not going to be investigating them or surveilling them, correct?
Our mission is to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution, and we intend to do both. We embrace both parts of that mission. In our view, it doesn't matter what you're ticked off about or who you're ticked off at. There's a right way under the First Amendment to exercise those views, and we're going to help protect that. And there's a wrong way to exercise those views, and that's violence and threats, and we are going to investigate that.
I appreciate your saying that, because I think it, I share your view that the First Amendment and peaceful protest is at the heart of our democracy.
Yeah, the FBI spent the last 3 years hunting down and arresting more than 1,000 nonviolent protesters from January 6th. Nonviolent protesters from January 6th. Were there acts of violence that day? Of course there were. 99.99% of the people the FBI has been hunting down didn't hurt a soul, didn't break a pane of glass, kick in a door, didn't steal so much as a pencil. And they've been hunting them down. So what's he really saying? What he's really saying is the FBI has determined who is a protected American citizen and who is not a protected American citizen. Here is the hard truth of it. You, normal American, don't actually have protections under the Constitution anymore. Why? Well, they've determined you're an enemy of the state. So you don't get lumped in with everyone else. You don't get the same protections they do. And this leads me to how we got here. How did this happen? There's an article here from The Blaze talking about how only 3.4% of journalists are Republicans. There has been something that has been happening, and it's been ramping up a lot recently, in recent years. What's been happening is every part of our system has been slowly but surely cutting you out, in their minds, cutting you out of being part of society and making you the enemy of society, the enemy of the state.
We must do everything in our power to end hate-fueled domestic terrorism.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now we have what we call domestic violent extremism or domestic terrorism.
I could obviously play a 30-minute montage on that. You know what the deal is. It hasn't just come from the media. It hasn't just come from the FBI. It hasn't just come from Joe Biden. It hasn't just come from the... It has been a slow, steady drumbeat for years. The election of Donald Trump really, really ramped it up. It went from 50 to 100 overnight. This talk about you, not just him, you. You're a domestic terrorist. You're an enemy. You're this. You're that. You're this. You're that. They've done this for a reason. I want to get to a bunch of emails this hour, and I don't want to belabor a point I've made before, so I'm not going to stay on it. But understand, they speak with a purpose. Because the right does not, our politicians are bumbling idiots who use the language of the other side, and so they're always chasing their own tail. The communist doesn't do that. The communist speaks with one voice. That's why they all use the same talking point over and over again. And the voice he uses is a voice he's chosen for a reason. There's a reason academia declares you to be an enemy. The media declares you to be the enemy. The Democrat Party declares you to be the enemy. FBI, DOJ, over and over and over and over and over again. They are declaring you to be an enemy because they want to set you outside of the protections given to you underneath the Constitution. Once they can take you from being a citizen with protected rights into being the enemy of those rights, the enemy of the state, the truth is it then gives them a license to do to you whatever they want to do to you. Why in the world would the Special Ops Office of the Pentagon be talking about far-right domestic terrorism? Why is it that I have a Green Beret friend who told me that 30%+ of the Green Berets today would attack American citizens if given orders to do so? Why did they remove all the right-leaning generals and admirals? Why did they bring down vax mandates for things like the FBI and the military? They are planning on using these organizations against their political enemies. And Jesse, that's crazy. That's over the top. Read a freaking history book. It's what communists do every single place they've ever taken over. They purge the organizations from media to military to law enforcement. They purge the institutions of their political enemies, fill these institutions with people who believe the political enemies who were just purged to be enemies of the state, and that justifies using the power of the state against them. That's why they do what they do. It's happening from the highest levels to the lowest levels. This is a police officer in El Paso, Texas.
You ask that when we encounter an individual that we ask what their preferred name, gender identity, and pronoun would be when we address them, and to refer to those individuals that request to be called a specific name, that we use that in our conversations with them.
They are getting rid of the people who are good and filling up every institution, media and otherwise, with people who are trying to turn you into an enemy of the state. And this is why I scream and yell and rant about the weak GOP needing to get a lot tougher in red states. I'm talking red state GOPs like Iowa. Iowa, shame on you. Shame on you, Iowa GOP, that it took an individual citizen to remove a statue of Satan. Shame on you. Shame on Texas. Why do we have John Cornyn? Why is our state legislature full of a bunch of Democrats? Wyoming, shame on you. All red, a bunch of losers in the state legislature who won't even keep the trannies out of sports. These red states are soft, and they're not ready to do what they must do, and that's protect you and protect me. And that's why you have to get there. You have to get there and become an activist, because we have a lot of work to do to get ready. We have to prepare to be labeled enemies of the state, because that's what they're working on. Jesse, Rough Greens is the subject of this one. Thank you, Oracle. You've opened up my eyes to what I always knew. Why do dogs eat their own poop after food? Because there's no difference without the Rough Greens. Look, your dog goes to eat grass after food for a reason. I know it's harsh to talk about, but is there anything worse than burying your dog? It's awful, isn't it? When our dogs die, it's like losing a family member. It's awful. Our dogs die years before they should. We never give them nutrition. We wonder why the eyes go out when they're eight, and then soon the hips gone, the coat's dull, his breath could kill an elephant. Oh, this is just how it goes. No, it's how it goes when you live your entire life without ever getting any nutrition. Start giving your dog nutrition for the first time ever. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's all natural. All natural nutritional supplement. All the vitamins, antioxidants, everything your dog hasn't been getting. It's right there in Rough Greens. You will have your dog in your home longer. Isn't that better? And healthier. RoughGreens.com/Jesse or 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get into kind of the anatomy of how these political swindlers, how do these people stay around for so long? Why do they stay around for so long? Stacey Abrams, Georgia. Why? Why do you know who Stacey Abrams is? Why has she been around for so long? Doesn't make sense, right? Oh, we'll get into that. I want to get into a bunch of emails and maybe some stories and other things. Jesse, it tore my heart out to hear that girl denouncing her family after being brainwashed by her English teacher. I have daughters too, so it was painful to hear that. It brought to mind how Mao's regime had young people do the very same and worse. I never thought it would see it happen here. Look, it broke my heart, too. I've played it for you the last two nights. I'm not going to play it for you again. That high school girl standing up in front of the school board talking about how she was raised by a Christian conservative father, and her parents love her, and he was really evil, though, and she decided he's racist, and her English teachers taught her that, and And again, I want to stress, for especially for the parents out there and the kids who are listening, these people are after the children for a reason. They are not passive about it at all. They are adamant. They are as after your kids as you are about protecting your kids. They are that into it. They understand, and this is going to sound so cheesy. It's going to sound like I'm doing that Michael Jackson talk. Children are the future, but they really are. They understand if you can just grab that next generation and shatter them, grab them and break them emotionally, they're yours for life. For life. Why do you think they love this crap so much?
When we talk about social issues and when people want to critique social inclusion in schools, housing, as you mentioned, is a core underlying factor in how well someone does in school. If you don't have a home or a bed to lay your head on, how are you going to perform well in school? And when we talk about inclusion and those issues, one of the...
Whatever. We don't have to hear a bunch more commie gobbledygook. They're very, very purposeful about coming after the children. And they come after them by looking like the good guys to them. Hey, man, dads, I bet dad even takes you to church. What a racist. Has your dad even bothered confessing how racist he is? That's because he's a racist. I'm a good guy. Oh, you wanna stay out late? I think you should stay out late. And maybe even, hey, listen, maybe you're gay. Don't tell your dad. No. You can tell me. I'm your teacher. Don't worry about that. Your dad's a big meanie. And that's how they do it. They shatter these freaking kids. It's predatory behavior. They operate the same way these sick freak pedophiles do. Hey, Jesse, you think the failure to distinguish the difference between an enemy drone and friendly drone may be the result of the military's DEI policies? He says his name is Chuck from Nebraska. Well, we talked about this before when it comes to DEI. It's already killed. When you intentionally destroy the quality of the people you hire in order to go after a different gender or more gay people or more black people or more Mexicans or more, whenever you focus on anything other than merit, things get worse. So DEI has already killed people. It already has. But you're never going to know how many. You're never going to know the specifics because the system is so evil and it's so ingrained and it's become America's religion. You know, cultural Marxism, it doesn't share religions with a nation. It's become our religion here. And therefore, the system will protect it at any cost, at any cost. I saw a great example today. You want to know a little mini example? Great example of how the system works and how it protects things like DEI. A UPS driver shot a couple people, killed a couple people. There was an article in the New York Post about a UPS driver killing up a couple people. And in the headline of the article, the picture, you know how there's always a picture on it? There's a picture of a UPS truck, and it's a white dude in the UPS truck. And it turns out that's a stock photo. If you go click on the mugshot, the driver who killed everyone was black. Yet they picked a stock photo of a white dude. Now, how do those things happen? When you're a media director, when you're an editor, you sit down, okay, there's a UPS driver, you killed a couple guys, okay, that would be a really great story. Okay, do we have a picture of the driver? Dang, he was black? No, that's not going to work. We hate whitey, and we have to protect black people at any cost. Hey, can we get a picture of a white guy? Hey, grab a white guy. Cool. All right, we'll put the white guy on, and then run the article. That's how sick and evil this stuff is. And they're that invested in protecting it. Or is the latest airplane crash? Or you saw that airline, the airplane, the military airplane that went off the runway into the water. There were a lot of rumors about the makeup of the crew. There's a rumor out there it was an all-female flight crew on purpose, that they had forced an all-female flight crew. And there it is. Is that the reason? I don't know. Female pilots can be wonderful pilots. And they can be horrible pilots. I don't know. Oh, well, we have to look at their test scores. Doesn't do any good either. They adjust the test scores. They did this when they were trying to get women through Ranger School. My buddy James Hassan wrote a whole book about it. They fudged all the tests to make the women look better. I don't know. We're never going to know. Was it a D? I think I don't know. You don't know. We're never going to know. All we can do is speculate. All right. Something we don't have to speculate about before we get to other things. Someone wants to talk about Ilhan Omar a little bit more. Before we get to that, let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. One of the most difficult things we do on this show is we vet people who want to advertise on the show. It's hard anymore to vet companies, whether they be Fortune 500 companies or charities like Tunnel to Towers. You have to do some digging. What's the leadership like? When it comes to charities, you can't look at the website. Everyone's charity website looks great. Oh, they're giving back to sick puppies. You have to dig. What's the real story? How much of the money goes to where they say it goes? When you give to Tunnel to Towers, your money goes exactly where they say it's going to go. You want to help widows and orphans, Gold Star families, homeless veterans? 95 cents of every dollar goes to Tunnel to Towers programs. 95 cents, that's unheard of in the charity world. We love Tunnel to Towers here. You can feel good about where your $11 a month is going. T, the number 2, T.org. 11 bucks a month is what they ask. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love that song you're playing now. Love me a little Led Zeppelin. Eric Clapton's Cocaine. You just said his song Cocaine sucks. And I argued with you. The Jewish producer Chris is the one who said it. Do not yell at me. Jewish producer Chris said it sucked. I argued with you initially, and you just said he kept repeating the same line over and over again. And that's fair. That's fair. Now I'm questioning myself. Chris, can you play a little bit of it? I want to hear a little bit of it. I feel like it's better than you're giving it credit for. I don't know what. Okay, but if the music's good and the lyrics suck, what do I care? If I only cared about the lyrics, I'd go listen to a poet. No one cares about poets. No one likes poetry, even though I'm a really good poet. Did you know that, Chris? What, Chris? You don't understand what a Renaissance man I truly am. All right, before we get to the anatomy of how a lot of this stuff works, I want to get to a couple more emails here. I told you I'm going to get to a bunch tonight. And here's another guy who's mad at us about our music taste because I've been saying music's too long. He said, Jesse, is Bohemian Rhapsody too long? People are so mad because I say Freebird's too long. Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody is not only too long, it sucks. It's not even one of the 10 best songs Queen ever had. It sucks. No, no, part of it's good. You know why Bohemian Rhapsody is so long and weird? Because if I remember right, it was three or four different songs they'd written, and they decided to tie them into one song, which is why it sounds so different. This is something bands do because they do a lot of drugs. I don't do drugs, so I don't take any joy in that whatsoever. Part of the song's good. Part of it's not. Less is more. I've heard that. Look, again, less is more. This is what artsy people... Let me explain something. Artsy people, if you're an artist, and I know we have artists who listen to the show, maybe you paint or finger paint or maybe you make music, you know, movies, whatever. You're into the arts. Artsy people are important. They're a bunch of weirdos and freaks, but they are important. Music is, it does matter. Art does matter. Entertainment does matter. An artsy person should always have a jerk in their life. I should, on the side, I should actually, as a side gig, consult with artists. You know why? Because your insanity is good. It helps you create art, but you need somebody to give you boundaries. And let me explain. Who's one of the great mob movie guys of all time? Who's the greatest mob movie guy? Of course, Chris already said it. Scorsese. Scorsese. It's Goodfellas. It's everything. Casino. You want to make a mob movie? You go get Scorsese, right? Two of Scorsese's big... I don't know why I'm doing movies right now. I have no... Well, whatever. I feel like it. Two of Scorsese's biggest recent movies. One was that Killers of the Flower Moon, the one about the killings in the Indian Reservation. And the other one, I forget the name of the show. I think it was called The Irishman. What was the name of the show? The Irishman? I read the book. I'm the nerd who read the book. The book is called I Heard You Paint Houses. It's a great book about... the assassination of Jimmy Hoffa and the mob, and it's a great book. Anyway, the book is I Heard You Paint Houses. The show is called The Irishman. I watched The Irishman. It was like 4 hours long. I didn't see this new Killers of the Flower Moon movie. I was busy. My wife watched it. She said it was great. It was like 45 minutes too long. Why? Why are Scorsese's movies doing this late? Well, let me tell you why. Because he's an artist. And he's an artist who now... has gotten to a place of wealth and power in Hollywood that he no longer has a jerk in his life to screen his latest movie and tell him, no, gosh, that's way too long. No, no, cut that out. No, cut that out. Why is this in here? This is boring. But because he doesn't have that guy, there's no one with that kind of power over his life. Now he's all, no, 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 people want to hear another 30 minutes of the true feelings of the backstory of her emotions. No, we don't. And I can't expect the artist to step in and hold himself back. Every artist needs a jerk like me in their lives to step in and say, no. Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen, they had a great song going. But a bunch of drugged out band people, no, we'll just add this song and this song. And eventually it'd be 25 minutes. They needed me to step in and say, no. And I'll look over at Freddie and I'll say,
why are you gay?
I'm kidding. That was a joke. Anyway, but they need someone like me to step in and say, no. Artists need a jerk in their life. That's what Chris, what were you going to say? Is it my pitch to get on the next Scorsese film? Maybe. Maybe I'll be honest. I'm not a big Hollywood fan. I have wanted to sit in one of those director's chairs and yell at people. What, Chris? I would be so good at that. Cut! Jeez! And I'll slam like the megaphone thing. Do they still have the megaphone? I would have a whole crate of them and I would break a bunch of mine. This is the last time I'm telling you. And I'd slam it down. You're an idiot, Bradley Cooper or whoever. Does he still act? I think he's still, whatever. Let's get to some more emails. Jesse, we did it. We closed on our house in Tennessee yesterday. How about that? We defected from Massachusetts. Could not be happier with our decision. We listened to all your shows. Took your words of warning to heart. After the last elections, we knew we couldn't wait any longer. We're saving money. This is what it's like for these people in Tennessee. In case you're wondering if you should move. We're saving money. The people are super nice, and it's just more peaceful here. We plan on getting involved in the community, vote in every election, and even possibly running for office. Gosh, yes, I love these people. We know how communists work, and we can spot them a mile away. And in that way, we could be helpful to our new community here. Is it hard to do? In some ways, yes. There are a lot of factors about moving that are a pain and inconvenience, but it is so worth it. I just wanted you to know you had an effect. We heard you. They said, I can say their name. It's Michael and Michelle, defectors from Massachusetts. Look, I know it might not be possible for you. I know. I've heard the reasons you send in, obviously, job and family and school. I know it might not be possible for you. If it's possible, get out. Get to a place where you can be surrounded by people who share your values. Share your values. When you've only lived in a blue place, and I've lived in blue places, so I'm not speaking from the outside in. When you live in one, it's hard to explain to people who haven't lived in one, but you can feel it around you. I just had to go back to D.C. last week, and then I got stuck there. That's why I missed Thursday and Friday, which sucked. It doesn't matter, but I was in D.C., and I have lived previously in D.C. We actually lived in Northern Virginia, but I lived in D.C. for a year. I was doing politics stuff there, obviously on the right, but you're around all communists. It's 92, 93, 94% Democrat. You're around nothing but communists around you. You can feel it. You can feel it in your daily interactions with people. If you have to interact with the school, you can, no matter, you can feel it. And you may not notice it if you're living in one of these places until you move. I have so many people, you'll stop me when you see me and tell me you've moved. This has happened to me many places. Happened to me last time I went to Nashville. And you write me emails, and everyone to a man on my life, cross my heart, hope to die, unless Jewish producer Chris has deleted the email. I've never once heard from a single person who said, Jesse, I went from blue to red and I regret it. Never once. Chris, be honest, has not deleted one. Everyone talks about how life is better in even tiny little ways you can't put your finger on. Life is better. I had a stop at the grocery store last night because my wife made Sloppy Joes, and I always go to the store and I get hot dog buns and wieners, and I put Sloppy Joe on top of my hot dog, kind of like a chili dog with cheese on it and mustard. That's how I eat my Sloppy Joe. So I stopped for wieners on the way home last night at the grocery store. Lady walks up to the cart thing. Can't get a cart out. I'm walking towards her. Before I can, young dude walking the other way. Caesar stops, sets down his grocery bag, runs over, rips the carts apart for her and sets it up for her. I never saw an act like that once in D.C. Get out. It's better. All right, now Ilhan Omar. I meant to get to that next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. All right, let's get to this because the squad has been in the news so much lately. Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush. Oh, the Cori Bush stuff is so good. I'll get to that in a second. But okay, this lady says, hey, Jesse, Ilhan Omar is a legal immigrant, and look what comes out of her hate America mouth. So why are we not any better at vetting legal immigrants than we are legal ones? Or illegal ones. We need to take a look at vetting all immigrants. We don't do a good job. Okay, well, let's have a talk about that. Vetting legal immigrants. Who's going to vet them? Who? You're going to have Chuck Schumer go out there, check on their patriotism?
In the Senate, our responsibility is clear. We need to put the needs of our country above the interests of party politics. Because the security of our southern border is on the line. The security of Israel is on the line. The health and safety of innocent Gaza civilians are on the line. The stability of the...
You're going to have AOC interviewing?
For what it's worth, the president has said, if you give me the House and if you give me the Senate and reelect me to the presidency, we will codify abortion rights and the right to choose in this country. We'll codify reproductive rights. I think we can do more.
You're going to have... Cori Bush interview him?
I won't let them get that off. You can't get that off. I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety nets.
I'll get to the newest scandal when it comes to Cori Bush here in a second, but back to my point. We need to vet legal immigrants more. Well, we don't have anyone who can do that. At some point in time, if you want legal immigrants to go through a patriotism filter so they don't show up here and take a steam and dump all over the country the way the Ilhan Omars of the world do, well, you have to have somebody who cares enough about your country involved in the legal immigration process to do that. Once your government gets taken over by people who hate the country itself, what it does is it completely handcuffs things you need to do to keep maintaining a nation. Why is the military rotting out from underneath us? Because the people who run the country and now the people who run the military don't give a crap about it. Why don't we vet legal immigrants more? The people who run the country don't want anyone to even come here legally. Just open up the border and flood the city. My point is there's nobody. At no point are you going to run into someone in power who's going to handle the vetting for you. This is the problem when you let these people consume, take over, infiltrate, whatever word you want to put on it, your cultural institutions. Once anti-Americanism has taken over America, at least America's leadership, you're screwed. I don't have a better way to put it than that. We have to get these people out. Either you root these people out or they're never going to stop. Look, the people. Here's the truth. The people who run the immigration system now in the United States of America, they want more Ilhan Omars here. What they don't want here is you. I don't care whether you came here legally or what your story is. If you're an American patriot, you love the country, you want to be free, you want the government small, you want the border secure, whatever it is, the people who run the American immigration system would love to have the authority to arrest and deport you. And the truth is, you listened to this and you were horrified.
In 2016, it's election cycle, and you guys have the ability to make an impact on where our nation is headed. Not only here in the United States, but even in our nation back home.
In our nation back home. You heard that. You're horrified. How could she be here? Why is she not to arrest her, deport her? But the people who control America's legal immigration system, Democrat and Republican, they heard that. And you know what they said? More. More of that. There's nothing the Mitch McConnells of the world and Chuck Schumers of the world want more than more people voting in this country who don't give a crap about the country. That's what they want more than anything. They can't have American patriots voting. It's the enemy of these people. You don't understand your patriotism. It's critically important for this nation. A nation's patriotism, it will determine whether or not the nation continues. And the people who run this country think your patriotism is awful. They hate it. Look, that's why we need a better GOP, too. Look, you heard, remember the article I read earlier? These are our reddest states are pushing amnesty right now. The low-T GOP, hopefully, going to start taking their male vitality stacks, hopefully, one day, Lord willing. We're in an election year, and the Republicans from the reddest states in the union are trying to push amnesty to look nice to Democrats. Golly, you know, the average American man's testosterone levels have dropped by 50% in 50 years. I think when you walk into the United States Senate, that number gets to 100. It just disappears. You just, as a man, you walk into the Senate and you become a woman right there overnight. That would explain James Lankford. Honestly, the male vitality stack from Chalk, it's incredible. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. If they ever come out with an extra strength version, we're going to call it the Lankford. That's what it needs. It needs to be the Lankford stack. You just need a normal stack. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Huge sale to the end of February on the lifetime of your subscription, by the way, so don't wait on that. Jesse, dear menu whispering pink flower samurai, my wife looks after a Vietnam vet. He's a Marine, highly decorated, with Parkinson's. His name is Bob Barnum. Bob's wife is having a prayer circle at 4 p.m. today. I think this was yesterday. If you've time to spare him a brief prayer, it's a shame the number of Vietnam vets with Parkinson, your Medal of Honor recipient featured on yesterday's show, died of the same. God bless and semper fi from an old Army guy. I think Bob Barnum and his wife, Mrs. Barnum, I don't know her name, think they could use some prayers. Look, maybe you're going through this right now in your own life. Maybe you personally are experiencing the end of your life, or your spouse is, or you're a child whose parent is. This is one of those things that I'm experiencing more and more as I get older. The older people in your life start dying, and they start getting sick, and things start going bad at the end. That stuff has always, I don't want to say made me super, I don't want to say broken my heart. That's probably not the right way to put it. I hate that the end is hard sometimes, and I know that's how life goes, but I hate that the end is hard. Wonderful family, wonderful couple, Vietnam vet, and it ends ugly. So keep the Barnum family and everyone, honestly, going through that kind of stuff, and maybe that's you. Keep them in your prayers tonight. All right. Why do you know who Stacey Abrams is? You want to talk about crooked politics, how these things work? Talk about it next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.